Good morning, Seven Oaks family. It's wonderful to be here in Abbotsford, and I'm so glad to be here with you through this service. I'm thankful for the opportunity to share, and thankful for each one of you who know and support me. It's a huge blessing. You have no idea. And as a church, very, very, very thankful. As Pastor Brian mentioned, I have been serving in Russia with youth for about 5 or 6 years, but I actually have been in Russia for 16 was the final final count not too long ago. And I serve with a mission called Send International, and we work among people groups where there are no church witness to start new churches, and also in places where there are supporting the local church. The area that I have been serving in is in Ulan-Ude, which is in Siberia. Well, it was Siberia, now it's Far East Russia. But I have been serving there for just over 12 years, and it's been different kinds of ministries that I've been involved with. I've served with orphanage ministries, I've served with children's ministry, with worship, with youth, and in the last this last term, it's been different and wonderful. But before I get into that, the area that I serve in is it's in Siberia. And the region is Tibetan Buddhist and shamanistic, and it's a very unique region. There are two major people groups, the Russians and the Buryats. And the Buryats are very similar to Mongolian. They have a lot of close ties with Mongolia, in language-wise, too. And I really love my life there. I love the fact that God has given me an opportunity to share. And in this last term, it's been more related to music. But first, let me start by reading the scripture. Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. For he is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come to him into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established and it shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. The heavens will be glad. Let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. And then the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord. For he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the people with his faithfulness. Amen. Sing to the Lord a new song. The ministry that I've had a joy of being a part of this last term has been Master Sky Holy, which translates the praise workshop. And it started out by a conference that happened just before I went back this last time to Russia. And in this conference, there was a section where people who were teaching about musicians and using the local language and using the local style of music to worship the Lord. And so there was a group that gathered together and they chose Psalm 91, which is Psalm 90 in Russian. They chose it, they paraphrased it, they wrote a melody to it, and by the end of the conference, they performed it. And it was the first song that is a Russian Buryat song created by our brothers and sisters. It's really exciting because some of the people that we work with in Masterskoye Holy, they wanted, when they first became believers, they started translating music into Buryat, but for some reason they were encouraged not to. They were told, just stick to Russian, don't worry about translating it. And when I heard that, I was heartbroken because I thought, worshiping God in your heart language means so much more than just just singing in a second language. I do love singing in Russian, and I enjoy now singing in Buryat, but to sing in your own heart language, it touches deeply. And so it's really exciting to see how God has opened the door to use national instruments in the national language of Buryatia. After this conference was done, the praise workshop, Master Skyfali, was formed. They wanted to keep creating music, writing different styles, having new worship songs. And in the beginning, they had the one worship song, Psalm 91, but then they started translating other songs, and that was kind of the beginning of things. And eventually, working together so that people would be able to create songs. They started just writing about different topics. They had creative ideas. People started bringing in different pieces of poetry so that they can start writing new songs. Oftentimes in the beginning, people were a little bit nervous and, I can't write music. Who am I to write music? But yet, God is the one who gives the songs and the ideas and the music, and he has been doing that. And it's been really exciting to be a part of that. As I've been learning one of the local instruments, the horse-headed fiddle. It's been a joy to participate. Sometimes I feel like they praise me too much for learning it, but I enjoy it. And it's a way that God has allowed me to honor part of their culture, which is really exciting to be a part of. Another thing that's really cool about the praise workshop is we are from various different churches and various denominations. There's over 11 churches, people from 11 churches that are involved in this. And so it's been really exciting to see even the unity among the different denominations, which hasn't been there in the past. And so God is working through music to draw the Buryats to appreciate their own culture and to share, but also to bring unity among the churches, which is very exciting. There was a second conference later on that a bunch of us went to in Krasnoyarsk, where I lived in the beginning, and it was for the shamanistic peoples of Russia. There are many different people groups in Russia. There are actually 185 people groups that live in Russia, and all of them, of course, speak Russian, but many of them have maintained their mother tongue. Unfortunately, there's still 119 of them that are unreached. And we have been serving among the Buryats with the local Russian church because they didn't know how to reach out to the Buryats. They tried, and there was many times where it was a struggle. And so we've been seeking to know how we can encourage the Russian church to reach out to the Buryats, but now how the Buryats can also reach out to other Buryats. It's very exciting through music. But we went to this conference, and at the conference, they shared so many stories of God doing extraordinary things. God, he uses, in these areas, he uses dreams, he uses visions, he speaks very clearly through nature in ways that oftentimes I don't feel like I've seen before. And it's really encouraging. There was one group of ladies who wanted to go to this new area, and they prayed and asked God, where should they go? And God gave them a picture of a specific address, a specific house, and they went there. And when they got there, they found a lady who was very sick. And this lady was basically dying. And they talked to her, they shared the gospel with her, and as they did, they asked her if she would like to receive Christ, and she prayed and accepted the Lord, and God healed her instantly. And then there were other places that they went. They heard about the situation that happened, and they kept calling all their family members, come hear what these people have to say. Come hear about Jesus. They'd never heard about Jesus before. And so it was really exciting to hear these stories and to hear how God works so concretely and yet supernaturally. And it was really encouraging for our Buryat brothers and sisters to hear these stories. During this time, they also shared about children's choirs and how oftentimes children have an opportunity to go into places that others do not. And so the ladies in our group that were there, they're like, oh, we should have a Buryat children's choir too, because then they can share. And so after that, then our children's choir called Uraksha, which means to move forward, was formed as well. And so it's been really exciting to see how God has used these different conferences and lives of people and the lives of our brothers to bring encouragement and to grow in faith and joy in who they are and who God created them to be, in the way that God speaks to them so personally in ways that he does to all of us. But he has a special way that he speaks to Buryats, and a special way that he speaks to us. And it's just cool to see our brothers and sisters alive and joyful. It's so exciting to see them worship, for those that it's their heart language, to just see the joy on their faces as they sing. It's been great. One of the pastors that we were working with, too, he had a dream. And he really wanted to go into the very spiritually dark places where Christ is not known, but spiritually dark places like shamanistic places, and proclaim God, pray, and proclaim scripture. And at first I thought, that's a pretty bold thing to do, going to these places. And the first time they went, I decided not to go because I felt a little bit nervous about it. And so I didn't go. But I was sad later when I heard the stories. It was very cool to hear how God literally works through nature, and he speaks very, very clearly. I'm just going to read again part of the Psalm 96, verse 11. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the earth exult and everything in it. And shall all of the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth and will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his faithfulness. The heavens be glad, the earth rejoice, the fields and the trees sing for joy. I've always thought of those things as being metaphorical, but God often speaks to Buryats through nature and what seems to be like kind of just seems to be normal. For example, this trip, the first trip that they took, they went to a place called El Hon. And El Hon is a place where there's shamanistic gatherings. And at these gatherings, all the shamans from the area come. Our region is the center of Tibetan Buddhism in Russia. But all the shamans come to this one place, to this one rock, and they do their rituals, and they have all sorts of things that go on there. And this was the first place that they decided to go and pray. And so they went. And they prayed, and the pastor said, you know, it was really interesting. As we were driving up, like, all of the trees that were in that area, they were dead. They just looked like dead, dry trees. And so we decided to go just a little bit further. And as they went further, they decided, okay, this was far enough. They would stop and pray, and they would sing and worship the Lord there. So they did. And they sang. And they praised the Lord. They spoke scripture out loud about God being greater, the creator of everything. And it was really interesting. They said, we saw there were these ducks that were sitting on the lake. They started to come over like they were listening to us. And then there was a small fox that came up and like literally went and sniffed the hand of one of the guys that was there. And as they were singing, there was a wall. It looked like a storm was coming in, but there was a wall that it wouldn't come any further. And God just did amazing things while they were there, while they were worshiping him and praising him. And they said at the end of it, they looked down, and even the grass had turned green. Sounds amazing. Sounds too good to be true, but it's happened. And I saw pictures, so it was just, it's incredible to see what God did. So the second time, I prayed about it, and I really wanted to go. And I was still a little nervous, but God gave me a scripture that reminded me that he is the creator of everything. He is all-powerful, and he is good. And so we went. And it was right near the city. We went up to this. It was like a high place. Around the city, there's different high places where they pray and do rituals and whatnot. And so we went up there, and as we went up there, we prayed, we sang songs, played our instruments, and it was just really cool because, like, there was a village in front of us, there was the city over here, and just so powerful to think about. God loves so many of these people. He loves all of these people. He loves all of these people. He wants them to know that he is good and he loves them. But sitting there and praying and worshiping and remembering that the idols that they worship, they can't help. They don't have eyes. They have eyes, but they do not see. They have hands, but they do not. Cannot move. But God is their creator, and he loves them, and he wants them to know him. And so we prayed for that. The third time we went to a place, it was much further away. It was a 6-hour drive north. And it was a place where there is a rock with the image of the goddess Yenjima, who is a fertility goddess. And people go up there, Russian, Buryat, anybody who wants to, who really want to have a child. And they bring gifts, they bring food. If they want a girl, they bring a doll. If they bring a boy, if they want a boy, they have like a little car that they bring. And they bring these before this rock, and they bow down. And it was really sad to see how people, out of the desire of their heart, they called out to what they thought would help. And it was, it was just really, really hard to see that, because it was a rock. And I went up and looked at it, and the picture that you were supposed to see of this goddess, I didn't see. And so it felt very hopeless, very hopeless. And so, not to bother the people that were there or to be disrespectful of them, we moved further up the hill. And as we were walking, the air was heavy. It was hard to breathe. The mosquitoes were really, really bad. And we just really wanted, we wanted to proclaim God and to claim this land for God too. And so we went up. We found a spot further up, and we started to pray. And the prayers were prayers of repentance for the Buryat people for worshiping other gods, prayers of praise for who God is, that he's the creator, and just a wonderful time of repentance and seeking the Lord. But in the beginning, it was really hard because the mosquitoes were really bad. And as we started to pray, the skies opened up above us. It had been cloudy and had poured rain just before we got there. But the clouds opened just above us, and there was blue sky. The sun shone on us. And I remember praying that God would do something about the mosquitoes, because it was just so frustrating. It was hard to concentrate. And we prayed, and we sang, and we worshiped the Lord. And then when we were done and started packing up, we realized the mosquitoes stopped. While we were praying, while we were singing, the mosquitoes left us alone. It's like there was a barrier around us. And then as soon as we were getting ready to leave, they all came back. It was crazy, but it was really cool to see God's hand and his power. God speaks even through nature. Psalm 96, verses 4-8. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Our God is great. He is greatly to be praised. He makes beautiful creation. He makes beautiful people. He has done so much. One of the things when I was thinking about coming back to Canada that I was really excited about was seeing the beauty of British Columbia. I love the big, huge trees. I love the mountains, and I've missed those. We do have them, but it takes a while to get like hours from the city from where I live. Where I live, it's kind of dry and sandy. And so it's exciting to see the beauty that God has made all around us. And I know with the pandemic, and all the restrictions that we've had, it's been a challenge to not get kind of stuck in our own little worlds, to worry about, oh, I can't do this and I can't do that. At least I know I struggle with that. Maybe you don't as much as I do. But just a desire that all that we do, that God, we would seek the Lord. Let us ask the Father to open our eyes to see the people that are around us. There are not only just people, there are various people groups that God has provided and has brought here to our beautiful province. And desire that the Lord would open our eyes to see the people around us. to ask him to show us where he wants us to be reaching, who he wants us to reach out to. He is glorious and he is worthy of praise, and he loves everyone so very much. As I was preparing for sharing today, as I started to remember all of the things that God has done, it has brought such joy. And just a reminder, God is powerful and he is strong and he can do amazing things. And I just desire for each one of us that we will stop and remember who God is, remember what he has done, how many good things he's given us and how he's done good things in our lives. And the thing that's encouraging is when we not only have that, but when we share that with others, when we hear what God is doing, when we hear just the beautiful things that God has done, it brings joy and it brings encouragement. And I just desire that all of us would seek the Lord and find encouragement through remembering what he has done, but not just remembering, but sharing that with each other. Let our hearts rejoice and sing to the Lord. Sing a new song. So as we go through our days this week, let us look for the beauty that God has around us, the beauty in creation, the beauty in the wonderful peoples that he has placed in Abbotsford, in around us, in our neighborhoods, where we work. Let us ask the Lord to give eyes to see them as he does. May we see that they need the Lord and they need God's love just as much as we do. Ask the Lord to show us what he has done. Sometimes we forget. And often in the Old Testament, God says, remember, remember what I've done. May the Lord cause us to remember his good deeds, the majesty and the glorious things that he has done in our lives so that we can share that with others, the hope and joy that we have in Christ. So let us sing a new song to the Lord so that the whole earth will be filled with his glory and they will see his goodness and come to know him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you are good. You are gracious and compassionate, full of mercy and rich in love. Thank you, Lord, that you love the peoples of this world. You created each one in their beauty and in their cultures. And I pray, Father, that you would open each one of our hearts today, that we would seek to know you first and foremost, that we would find joy in you, that we would share that joy that you have given us with those who are around us, that we would seek to honor you in all that we say and do. Forgive us when we don't. Forgive us when we seek our own ways. But turn our hearts quickly back to you so that we will live our lives to magnify your great and holy name. Amen.